it's finished. It's chazulu, now it becomes fit. And we know you're not eating on Yom Tov. So chutzaraya ain't muks lachatzi Shabbos lachatzi Yom Tov. Shrashi gomru lo bishalayu. Ishtori, it's you're allowed to. For lawyer, meaning we do not say shuacha soyu muksos yitchem, that that first hour or two when you were cooking it up, at that time it wasn't edible yet, to say it's muksa, so it remains muksa the rest of the Shabbos of Yom Tov. No, we don't say that, Svara. The rest of Yom Tov, it's muksa. So you see clearly a proof, we say, ain't muksa lechatzi Shabbos lechatzi Yom Tov. Svara says no. Well, the time, if you want to bring a proof from here, tikshloch, ask the question, today is the Alma, and even every Shabbos. At the beginning of Shabbos, you know all the food is nice and hot. You have the pot, the soup, the chult is all nice and hot. To astam kederis the alma ben ashmosh es roiskes. At the beginning of Shabbos ben ashmosh, you just shut off the fire, or they're still nice and boiling hot. The chult is still boiling. The soup is still boiling. Hain. Only urto achlino minayu. Later at night, when you come up for shul, you take it off the fire and it cools off a little bit. Then you eat it. So what the kasher is at the beginning of Shabbos, it was so hot. At that time, it's not edible. When the chult or the soup is on the fire, on the pot, it's not edible then, it's too hot. So at the beginning of Shabbos, the soup is not edible. So if so, how are you allowed to take it off the fire later and put it into your plate and eat it? Lechura, let's say it was muksa at the beginning of Shabbos, it should remain muksa, those Shabbos. Elo, what do you have to say? Gomru b'dayodim lo kemiboylon. Something that's finished by us, we have control over it. Like here, the food was cooked already. Like it's up to our control. All we have to do is just take it off the fire and cool it off. That's under our control. So if something that's under our control, that's for sure is not muksa. Even at the time when the food is being cooked up and boiling, it's not called muksa, because it's under our control. See also, on Yom Tov, if you take your beans and throw it into the pot, it's like under our control to see how long we want it to cook for. So even that hour, when it's cooking, that's not called muksa. Never called, we took it out of our mind, like we didn't think about eating, it's not edible. Just the opposite. We're making it edible right now, and we're taking care of it right now, so we zikha have in mind to eat it. Kikumi boilon, when do I have my suffix? Gomru b'day shemayim. That something b'day shemayim not under our control happened. That's the question where it's muksa. So then maybe if it's muksa b'chatzi Shabbos, maybe it remains muksa lo Shabbos. So Rashi says l'taymich, second line. The Mishavis Lulurisichasan Taras Muksa, anything that's too hot. It's called Muksam. Vyalkvis Nodi Muksakati Shabbos. Tikshulach Mashtadla Tokhl Taras. Heikhon Wechlam Shum Kaderas Bilal Shabbos. How do we get any food on Lel Shabbos? Yakokacha Muksla Ben Ashmosh Muksla Kul Yoima. That everybody holds. If at the beginning of Shabbos it's Muksa, for sure it's Muksa the whole Shabbos. For Rebbe Ashmosh at the beginning of Shabbos, Kolak Deris Mesokais Rusokais Minakira. All the pots are boiling hot. The achlina minayu liyurta, and later on at night when it cools off a little bit, we eat from it later. So the question should be at the beginning, is Shabbat's too hot to eat, it should be muksa. So how can we eat from it later? Eli you have to answer, midi the gomru b'dayodim lo kemiboylon. Techivan debiyodah lesaknoi boi bayoyim. Since it's up to us, like we could put it on the fire, we could take it off. Lo matzalei midaita, you never took it away out of your mind, like not to use it. Zayi dechiyosa. Yilkach pulum adoshim einam ruyim lekan. There's no rioter over here. Because at the whole time when you're cooking up these beans, you know it's like you have the fire ready. So you know for sure in 1 hour it's going to be finished. So you never took it out of your mind like not to use these beans today. You know for sure you're going to eat them. So it was never muksa. So therefore there's no riot from hot pots. Kikami boilon gomru b'dei shemayim. Ayi dei chama, when you have to come onto the sun. Techivan shein b'yod l'saknoi mesiach daitim enei. The sun is not for sure there's going to be sun out tomorrow. So when you put it up to the roof, to dry from the sun, you don't know how long it's going to take you. So mainly you like, take it out of your mind, I'm not going to use it now. Until when? Until it dries up. But you don't sit and wait every hour until it's dried up, because you don't know when the sun will come, when the sun won't come. That's called Bidei Shemayim, when it's not for you to do it, then you don't like, wait till it's finished, you like, set it aside, I'm not using it right now. These grapes are out of my possession now to eat. They're drying, a different process. Later, when it's finished, then I'll start to think about it. So that's the shaila, dried up grapes. Mashiach is something that we have to cook when we have the fire ready, since it's biyode for us to cook it, not to cook it, then for sure we have that to use it the whole time. Right, so far we have no proof to the shaila of yesh muksar or ein muksla chatzi Shabbos. We have Yehuda Nisiyah Hevelehu Bukhra. He had a bechor, he owned a bechor, the animal gave birth to the first child, it's a bechor. Shadre lekaim the Rav Ami. He sent it to Rav Ami, Mestama, to see if it has a mumanat. Is sova deloy lemechzayu. He didn't want to see it. Mestama was yomtiv. So Rav Ami didn't want to look at it on Yom Tov. He held like Rav Yehuda says in our Mishnah, like Rav Shimon says in the Mishnah. He now had to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov. Is Omale Rav Zrika, Vitem Rav Yirmiyo, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Aloch Rav Yehuda. Like, why are you, Rav Ami, be machmir, not to look at the Bechor today? In the Mishnah, it's a Machlekes Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, and the Klal is Vipasla, Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda says, you are allowed to see a Mum on Yom Tov. So a Chochem is allowed to go look at the Bechor to see if a Mum came upon it on Yom Tov. It's like, why are you, Rav Ami, not looking at it? Why don't you look at it? That was one Maisa. Hoder another Maisa happened, Hoder Shadre Lekaim at Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Say, he sent his Bechor in front of Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. Again, Sovodolo Machsayu. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha also did not want to check it out today on Yom Tov. Is Omalei Rav Yirmi Vitema Rav Zrika, that Rav Yirmi Rav Zrika told back to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, like the Klal is, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Aloch, Rav Yehuda. A machlekes in Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, we use the paskin like Rav Yehuda. See, if so, our Mishnah Rav Yehuda says you are allowed to check out the Bechor on Yom Tov. So again, why don't you, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, check out the Bechor? What are you hesitating for? Check it out today. Omalei Rav Abba, Rav Abba said back, my time, Omalei Shav Kisinu LeRabon and LeMevad Uduk Rav Shimon. Like, what's bothering you so much, Rav Yirmi and Rav Zrika, that you don't want these two Rabbonim here of Rav Ami and Rav Asi to do like Rav Shimon? Like, they're both machmir not to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov. They hold like Rav Shimon says in our Mishnah, that a Chochim is not allowed to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov, to see if it has a mum or not. And Rashi said two reasons. Either it looks like you'd be misakin the animal, because the way it is right now, it's kachim, you can't eat it. If you say it has a mum kavua, now it becomes like chulin, you're allowed to eat it today, so it's called you'd be misakin, it's nearer like the melacha. Or else Rashi says, the Rabbon Nexer, Mishum Dan Din, looks like a pastin in the Shaila. And the Bezdin can't paskin, he can't have a Bezdin on Yom Tov. So that's why the Dayan can't paskin, the Chochem can't paskin, if it's a Bechor or not, if it's a Mum or not. So you ask him, what's so gefelech if they hold like Rav Shimon? And he holds like Halach like Rav Shimon. So that's he asks, Omalei, Hochem Rab Zaira. No, but it isn't. So he asks him, Omalei Rab Abba, my time Omalei Shav Kisinu L'Rabbona, why don't you let the Rabbon in, L'Nevin Uduk Rav Shimon, let them do like Rav Shimon. So Omalei, he said back to him, of the yat mabiyotcho, like what do you have in your hand? Like how do you know that's the luck like Rav Shimon? Or Malay, he answered back, Hochi Omer Rav Zeira. This is what Rav Zeira said. Halach like Rav Shimon. Halach is like Rav Shimon. So if so, they're doing very good, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha and Rav Ami, that they did not want to see the Bechor on Yom Tov, because Halach was like Rav Shimon and Royim Mumin be Yom Tov. Omer Man Dehevi Eski Viastik Losim. Whoever was here, like let me be zeicha to go up to Eretz Yisrael. Let me go and find out clearly what Reb Zera really said. If Reb Zera really said Loch Reb Shimon or not. So Kisolik, when he went up to Eretz Yisrael, Kisolik lost him, Ashkel Reb Zera. He found Reb Zera. Omalei, so yes, Reb Zera, Omalei. Omar Mar Haloch Reb Shimon, did you really say this, that the Loch is like Reb Shimon, that a Chochim is not allowed to check out a Bechor on Yom Tov to see if it has a Mum or not? Omalei, so Reb Zera answered back, Loi, it's not what I said. Ano Mistav Ramri. I said it's a svara like Reb Shimon. I didn't say like clearly 100% halachic Reb Shimon. I just said it's mistavra like Reb Shimon. Trashi came to Mati, the misvara Reb Shimon. I'm not saying I heard that they paskin in the Beis Medrash halachic like Reb Shimon. I just said in my svara I hear halacha should be like Reb Shimon here. Why? Midiktonim by Mastisin, since we learned in our Mishnah. If you did not check out the mum before Yom Tov, you can't do it on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's not prepared, it's muksir on Yom Tov to use it. Now, Tony Leib the Bryce and the Bryce that we had before, Beloshin Chachamim. The Chachamim said this Loshin, that it's Einem Min Amuchin. Now, usually a Yochid, Kineger, a Rabbim, Halach is Chachamim. Shema Mina, Mistarva Kavosei. So it's a Raya that we passed, like Reb Shimon. Since you see the Braisa uses that sack of Reb Shimon, the Torah Saloshin of the Chachomim, it's Masha, that's the way Paskin. Tomorrow says, good of my heavier law, what's the Maskona? As Reb Zera didn't say clearly, Halach Lamaisa like that. So what's the Maskona, how do we hold? Omer Rabbi Yosef, Toshima, come in here. The Toli be Astu Ravri, this is Toli Nadig Machlikis, and Astu Ravri, Trashi Bechavol and Gedolim, with a big string, like a lot of Tamil Chachomim. The Omer Reb Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rebbe Shur ben Levi, Omer Rebbe Yosef ben Shol, Omer Rebbe Mishum Kehel Kahal Kadish de Bishlaim. All these said over the name of the Helika Kahal in Bishlaim, that
the Reb Shimon v'chaver of Omru, that Reb Shimon v'chaverim said, halacha k'Rabbi Meir. Halacha is like Rabbi Meir. So Rashi Omru halacha k'Rabbi Meir, b'b'chayris, sash demash to shemidim kalakadisha Reb Shimon b'menasiya, shoymer oy dover zeh, mefar shab yaisi Omru b'tzimdiya. That the Havamina is the Kalakadisha saying that Reb Shimon b'menasiya said over this memra that this is the way Rabbi Meir said. What the Reb Shimon the Chaver of Omru Allah Reb Meir that the Shimon ben Manasseh is saying over Allah is like Reb Meir. For the Gemara Omru, is it true that they said over like this? For Inu Kishishim in Tuva, they were much older than him. So how could they say over? Trashi v'tmiya v'chiyef shakala kadisha imrim dover zeh Reb Shimon ben Manasseh. Is it possible that the Kala Kadisha is saying over what the Shimon ben Manasseh said? V'chaver of Omru Allah Reb Meir. The Avdinik of Asayu. We are in Kedimi, Okshishim and Ayatuva. The Kahala Kadisha of Rishlayim was way older, way before Shimon ben Manasseh. So they can't come over and say what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. They were much older. Trashi Kahala Kadisha, the Yomer Rebbe, Loshmaita, Mishmayo, Kashishim, Reb Shimon. The Kahala Kadisha were older than the Shimon ben Manasseh Tuva. So Mela, it's not Mustavra that they're saying over what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. Since the Shimon ben Manasseh was much younger than them, usually they don't say over what a younger person said. So Gemara says, "Beinu kishisi minay tuva." Elo meant to say is b'shitas remei amru, that they're just saying he's saying it over b'shitas remei. Shashi lochi koma kala kadisha that the Shimon ben Manasseh v'chaveru shomru ein royim mumim b'shitas remei amru. In other words, like this, the Kala Kaddish is saying, true, they're saying what the Shimon ben Manasseh said. So even though Shimon ben Manasseh was much younger, they're not stam saying a halacha that Shimon ben Manasseh himself was mechadish. His own halacha is they wouldn't say over, they're much older. They're only saying like, this young bachir, Shimon ben Manasseh, is saying very good, because he's saying like Reb Meir said. And Reb Meir, he was like our Rebbe. He was older than us. So it's like this Kala Kadisha of Yerushalayim, these older people are saying, we have the young Bochir of Shimon ben Manasseh, he's saying Halacha now, like the Halakha of Reb Meir, like we used to learn from Reb Meir. Then it's good you could say over. They're saying over, like this young one is saying now, like what our Rebbe Reb Meir used to say. So that then the pastor say. So kids, the Kala Kadisha of Yerushalayim was saying over, that the Shimon ben Manasseh, this young Bochir, held like Reb Meir. Shoot this Reb Meir Amru. What like our Reb Shimon? To say it's called muksam, that ain royim mumim b'yomtif. A chacham is not allowed to check out a bechor on yomtif. This noun we learned like this: ha'sheichet es bechor. If somebody shechs the bechor, v'yachakach heroi es mumay, and then you have a chacham come and check out the mum. There's lav dafka on yomtif. Stam alocha that you have a bechor and you didn't first go to the chacham to check it out if it has a mum or not. But rather you chapped around to make the shechita first. And later now you go to a chokham to see if it has a mum or not. We have Yudah Mati. Yudah says yes, if the chokham now sees there's a mum on the animal and we know for sure this mum was there before shechita, we say you're allowed to eat the animal. Rabbi Meir, Oimer Meir says no. Hoyil v'nishchat shloi api mumchosa. Since at the shah shechita it wasn't api a mumcha, you should know it's also to eat it, even later. Almuk Sovra May, was Reb Meir see? That Rias Bechor lav Kriyas Trefa. That Rias of the Bechor is not that the same way you look at a Trefa. That Rias Bechor Mechayim. The Rias of the Bechor, to check out a Bechor if it has a mum or not, you have to check it out when the animal is alive. You can't first check it out after Shechita. Rias Trefa, Mashenkin, when do we check if an animal is a Trefa always? Liacha Shechita. And always we make a Shechita first. And if we make the shechita, then the shechit is boidikir, the inside, outside, to check the lungs, to make sure there's no trefus involved. So you see, Reb Meir holds that the bechor has to be checked when it's alive. So a bechor is different than a trefa. Now in Minoah, from here we see that Riyas trefa afilu b'yomtif. Or Riyas trefa you could check out even on yomtif. Because it's not really be called b'matir or anything. Because you're allowed to shech the animal first. So it's not called you b'matir or anything. Riyas bechor, meyer of yomtif. But a Riyas of Bechor, it's called as being Matarit. In other words, without checking out the Bechor, you're not allowed to check the animal. It's like the animal is treif right now. A Bechor has Kedusha on it. You can't check it. What's Matar you to check the Bechor? Only if the Chacham first checks it out and makes sure there's no mum on it. So it comes out the Riyas of a Bechor is being Matarit. That's why it should be also to do it on Yom Tov. So afilu biyomtiv. Rias b'chor mechaim rias treif lechemiso. Mina rias treif afilu biyomtiv. Chor merav yomtiv. But the rias of b'chor, the chokham has to badafka check it out on erav yomtiv. He can't check it out on yomtiv. Because by checking it out, it's called its bimaterit. Because up until now, we say for sure it has kedushas b'chor. You can't shecht it. And if you shecht it, it's ostatit later. What's mat you to make the shechitu is only if the chokham checks it out. So therefore, it's a svar, like we said in Reb Shimon, it has to be done erev yomtiv, it cannot be done on yomtiv. Omalei Abaya, otu hosom, beroyin mumin pligi. Like, what's the sushtel? Is Remeya talking about a yomtiv tikalocha? Have you allowed to check out a bechor on yomtiv or not? Is that the machlekes there? Biknosa pligi. There are some machlekes in the middle of the weekday, it's the machlekes. Different machlekes there. There are some machlekes where the koyin took the bechor, and Freyas made a shechita on it, and then later he went to the Kohen, he went to a Chochem to check it out. Now Jermaya says we'll make a Knas. Since you didn't check it out beforehand, we don't let you eat it anymore. And the Chochem say, no, we don't make a Knas. But what does this have to do with on Yom Tov or not, if before you shecht it, if you're allowed to check it out with a Chochem? Maybe Jermaya isn't worried you are allowed to check it out. Knas apligi. The Yomar Rabba Bar Bar Chona. Omar Rabbi Yechanan. Bedukin Shebayin. In a case where it was a slit in the eye, that was the mum, kuliyam alei pligi di yosser. Everybody holds that after Chochem first checks it out, after Shechita, it's no good. We say it's possible that the Bechor, Bishas you shechted the Bechor, it didn't have this mum yet. It's possible to say at that time it was still a tam, and Melech has Kedusha, it's Kochim. It's possible to say Mishum de Mishtanin, because the eye changes a lot. From the time it dies, every second it changes. It's possible to say when the Chochem comes now and looks at the dead Bechor, now it looks like that eye has a mum in it. But it's possible to say if he would have checked it out when the animal was still alive, maybe it wouldn't have looked that way. It wouldn't have had a mum. So in this case, everybody holds you can't check it out lachamisa. Even if you check it out later and see it has a mum, nothing doing, it's like kachim. You can't use it. Ki pligi, where's the machlekes remeya? The mum in shebeguf. A mum on the body itself. The lip is split, or a mum, other place of the body. One arm is longer than the other, one leg is longer than the other one. Reb Meir sova gazrina mumim shebeguf otu mum shebayin. He makes a gzera. If you told me you're allowed to check it out lachamisa, and you'll find one leg is longer than the other leg, so that for sure doesn't change between misa and after misa. So that you know for sure when the animal's alive, it also had a longer leg than the other one. So that was a good mum. Reb Meir says nothing doing. Because we're afraid if you come to be samech on the check after misa on the legs, you come to be samech on the check in the eyes also. And when you check out the eyes, there you have to be afraid that even though lacha misa, it looks like it has a mum there, but it's possible when it was alive, it didn't have a mum there. So Remeya makes it zera, nothing doing. You can't check out the animal after you shecht it already. Rabbi Yehuda sava loy gazrina. We don't make such a zera. You are allowed to check it out later. Hey, it's the eye not, but the rest of the body you could check out later. So that's this machlekes here. It's like this has nothing to do with our machlekes of Shimon and Yehuda about checking out a bechor on yomtiv. It could be both of them amoida. You are allowed to check out the bechor on yomtiv itself if the animal's alive. Maybe there's no issa. It's not Mexican stacking to check it out, and maybe it's also so. Who like Remei has nothing to do with Shimon. Omer Rav Nachum and Rav Yitzchok Masnisan Nami Deka. Bring your proof in the Mishnah also like this. That the Ketani it says Remei Yehoimer. And again, it's a rai that has nothing to do with al-machlekes about Yom Tov or not. Here, Remeya says the reason why you can't eat the meat, even though a chacham now checks it out and says that one leg is longer than the other one, still it's a kenas, he says clearly. He says, since b'shash chita, when you shechted the bechor, you did not have it checked out first, you did something wrong, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to check it out before you make the shechita, so it's like a knas not to use it now. So that's the reason of Remeya. So maybe we have no proof Remeya is going to hold like Yav Shimon and Al Mishnah. Maybe when the Chacham comes to check out the Bechor, even on Yom Tov, but if he checks it out before he makes the shechita, maybe you'll be okay. So for Remeya, you have no raya. Ami vardinoi chazi buchra de venesia. He saw a bechor from the Venusia, have a biyoma tova. Yeah, heavy. Has he used to check out? He was a chacham. Ami Radinia was a chacham, and he knew that he was a boki in mumim. He knew how to check out a bechor to see if it had a mumim or not. So Ami Radinia chazi buchra the Venusia heavy. Biyoma tova le heavy chazi.
But when somebody came to ask him a shayla on Yom Tov, he didn't show it to him. On Yom Tov, I mean, he didn't look. He didn't look at a bechor on Yom Tov. Le'avi chazi. Also, v'yomu le'ad Rav Ami. So they came to tell Rav Ami that Ami Vadinoi is not checking out bechor on Yom Tov. Omelus, Rav Ami said, like we had before, shapik kovid le'chazi. Like without Rav Ami also held the same way before. He also didn't check out before on Yom Tov. It's very good that he's not checking that on Yom Tov. Because he owes like a shimon, halacha is like a shimon. You now let it check out mumim on Yom Tov. So the Gemara, any for Rav Ami gufa chazi, I Rav Ami itself, the mice happened, he did check out the bechor. Now the Gemara, Rav Ami ki chazi miyesmul hevi chazi. The case there was Rav Ami checked out the bechor really on erev Yom Tov. He saw on erev Yom Tov, he saw that one arm is longer than the other arm. So erev Yom Tov, he saw already was called the mum. Or the Yom Tov shiul.